No, I'll take care of
you. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, tonight I want to thank God for everything He's done for me this day and how God has blessed me and He blessed us. And today I want to take my time to just give God all the glory and thank Him for what He's done. But tonight is a very special night in my life, as usual. What am I saying? I'm saying that God is teaching me how to be humble before Him. I want to talk to you from the book of Friends from Titus, T-I-T-U-S. And I want to talk to you about being transformed and let your light shine before others. We live in a time and day where there are people that they can understand what's going on around us. See, when I look at what God is doing, Christ reveals us in whoever you are. He will reveal Himself in us. It's according to us to walk is by faith and not by sight. Why am I saying it like that? Because God is saying, I love you. And because He loves us, He's doing so much for us and through us and through us. One of the things I would say most of all, and what God does for us, nobody else can do it. So I take a notice here. When I read the words that Paul wrote to this young man named Titus, he was in Crete. He said, I call you because God is going to set you in order that the churches that have begun on the mission, every one of us been on a mission. But God says here, He's putting us on a mission. And the mission that God is doing for us, it let us know that we stand for Christ, we stand with Christ, we know Christ is available for us. He says, here's why I left you, he said, in Titus 1 and 5. For this reason, I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking and appoint elders in every city, and I command you. What are we seeing today? We're seeing a lot of folks, a lot of people, they don't want to go and do what God has told them to do. They're lacking. When God gives you a special assignment, grace, peace, and mercy come from God. I want you to know as much as I can say to you tonight what the talent I have. When God speaks to you, He says this here. What is an elder? Elder is an older man who's been mature, who's been through some spiritual battles, who stood in what God told him to do. He said, for this reason, I'm saying to the believers, for this reason, God left you wherever you are, that you may go in and set up things. Every house that we come through, things need to be set in order. My house, your house, this house, everybody's house. See, and there is a purpose and a priority for the family. See, he said, now look, if you're blameless, Willie Hunter, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation, and not an insubordinate. I think I qualify for all those things that he's talking about. What God wants today in the name of Jesus Christ from us. He said, be blameless. Blameless qualifies us all. Because we're blameless from the dark side of life, God allows us to know what He's doing in our lives. And the more He's doing in our lives, the more God wants to do in our lives. What God says, I love you. And my question to you, do you love Him? When you love Him, you will obey Him. Here's what He says also in the teaching. He said, the real ministry that you have flows out of the life of family. See, the family is part of the foundation. It's on the building blocks of a civilization. And what we can do, we can see while we stand there, men. You got to take time and view around you. You got to look to your left, got to look to your right, got to look here, got to look everywhere, so you can see what God will have you to do. Where I live, where I have to parlay my land every day. See, you got, as a leader, we should prove our ability to lead God's people. Not so much being an appointed church, but it's, we have to prove ourselves to the Holy Spirit, who's in contact with Jesus, will take us straight to the Father. When we come to the Father saying, this is my son. This is my beloved son. He loves us. Why did he love us? He loves us because we're part of the real family. R-E-L, real family. We're not falling apart. We don't have a Halloween. We see, we're one of the keys. We have the key to the kingdom. And what God is doing, the world has related to our family. See, the world wanna say, that's Hunter's daughter. That's somebody, that's his uncle, that's his aunt. Regardless of what they say about me, because all I've done is raise my children by a godly standard. Now what they do when they leave my house, I hope and pray that that teaching will follow them to the next place. So what am I saying? See, a bishop must be blameless. Nothing but a preacher. A preacher must be blameless. Here's that word again, blameless. Who gonna blame you for going out drinking a lot of wine, cussing and fussing and living with other women and chasing around with a man that's wrong with God? But God is saying, he's saying this, you're a steward. You're a steward. You're straightforward. Are you going to be who you are? You must be kind and hospitable. I love what is good. Sober-minded. And you know, today we live in now, there are long sober-minded people. We got more people going on different radio, television programs and say, I can do this and snapping their fingers, shaking their body. All God wants us to do is raise our, hallelujah, raise our hands and praise his holy name. Stretch out and say, thank you, Father. And say, Lord, without you, I can be nothing. I want to be transformed. How do I? I'm going to tell you how I get transformed. I get transformed by obeying God's word. His word is Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is also Oshandrihio. What God is doing, he says, when we're hospitable, bold, holding fast, we see you're going to have to know the word. There are going to be many challenges you're going to receive. The devil will always send somebody your way. Sometimes don't answer them. Sometimes start it away, because all the devil wants to do is set you up. He's in a setup business. Like this Gentile president. Knew he was doing wrong. Telling everybody, shut that down. Don't do this here. But I saw a king in the Old Testament who went and had the man sit on the front line to have his husband killed. How evil can you get? That he made a leave with his wife. And because that happened, God looks on things. Guilty, guilty, guilty. How many of you out there know that you're guilty? Let me show you something what God is saying. For the mouth must be stopped about this whole household that you live in. One of those prophets of their own stand says, Chris, are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gutless? Is that testimony too? There are a lot of people say, you know, I have the great gift of prophecy. Let me prophesy to you. No, you're not going to prophesy to me, because you're not getting it straight from the kingdom of God. You're getting it for your words. what you see you want done to me. And what Paul is saying to Titus, he said, Titus, I want to remind you, young leaders, to stay true in the gospel. I want to let you live a life of integrity and reverence. I want you to fear God, but share the gospel with boldness. Don't be ashamed to tell somebody they're going to hell. Don't be ashamed to tell them if they don't know Jesus Christ, they're not going to get it in heaven. Because Jesus said, if you don't know me, you're not going to see the Father. Jesus said in several different places, he said, if any man come at the back way, he's a thief and a robber, and he's in the wrong way. So you have to understand, there are a lot of people that are listening to my voice, far and near. What Jesus Christ is doing, he's calling us to a place to stand in liberality. He's calling us to stand that our testimony be true. He's calling us to stand on a Monday, stand firm. On a Tuesday, stand firm. On a Wednesday, stand firm. On a Thursday, stand firm. On a Friday, stand firm. On a Saturday, stand firm. And on a Sunday, make sure you give God all the glory as you do every day. When he see us, see, we have to have sound doctrine. Our faith should rest on sound doctrine, not on what somebody else say. See, well-meaning Christians get into trouble because they go on a spiritual tangent. That's what I heard God say. Make sure. Have the B-I-B-L before you and say, Lord, God had me to talk about something every time he put me over here and start talking about it. I had to prepare something. You don't have to prepare a sermon. The Holy Spirit knows everything that's all in you. See, everyone, those elders have a task. And that task is to tell the truth. Don't go around telling a lie. Tell the truth. What am I living in? I will have to admonish the young women and the young men to love their husbands, to love their children, be very discreet, hallelujah, chaste, homemakers, good obedience to their own husband, that the word of God may be not blasphemed. Now that's a strong word, blaspheme. There are some people say, what do you mean by that? When you go against what God is saying, several times, God gives you an opportunity through Jesus Christ. Jesus praying for us. As he told the Apostle Paul, he told Peter, he said, Peter, I'm praying for you. Why? Because Satan has desired to sift you like flour, like wheat. See, remember this, my beloved, in case we understand. Satan is always trying to sift us like wheat. That's why I try to tell the young men and young women, be sober-minded. I tell my grandson, be sober-minded. And all things showing yourself a pattern of good work. Don't be arrogant. Don't be stupid. Work in the good doctrine of God Almighty, showing integrity, reverence, incorruptible, sound speech. I might just own said by my grandson. He's on the way going to one of the major universities. And I've been talking with him. I said, grandson, I said, right now, you're getting ready to leave your surrounding. But out there, you got to take Jesus with you. You got to take God with you. You got to let the Holy Spirit lead you. You got to submit. You can't be arrogant. You got to have God. God, show me the way. Have I got to where I am? Yes, because I had to learn. Learning is not easy, but obedience is simple. All you got to do is just obey. Don't fight against it. Don't fuss against it. What God is saying to all of us, he says these words, it involves a careful understanding standing strong in grace. When we stand strong in grace, the grace of God, the unmerited love that God has given to us. God so loves us. God loves us so much. God loves us so much. Until when we stand in his grace. That's why when Paul writes to us, and when you come boldly before the throne of God, don't come like you're bowing your head, shaking and fussing and fighting like you're having a good time. No, you come reverencing him. God is an almighty God. I want you to know tonight that God is such an awesome God. No matter what nobody say, he's my Savior. He's my love of my spirit. He's the one who shakes things up. He said, if I'm on your side, who can do any harm against you? Hallelujah, somebody. What is God saying to me tonight to say to my own self? He said, not puffering, but showing good fidelity, that you may adorn. See, in this present age we live in, trained by saving grace. See, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. To all men, not some men, all men. Some men don't want it because it means they got to give it up. They got to give up their old ways. Ain't nothing looking at a woman that looks good that don't lust after her. Ain't nothing wrong with another woman looking at a man that looks good. Don't keep your eyes on it too close. Just look at it. That's another man. He looks good. But my man looks better. My woman looks better. We got to boast on each other. We got to brag on each other. And I'm going to tell you something. When this grace I'm talking about, let me give you a word of wealth. When God give us the mind, this word that this adverb signifying actions or responsibility, prudent, self-control, self-spirit Christian, and those who firmly plant their feet on the ground, practice a life living, filled with the Holy Spirit, reduce common sense. Now I've been asked many times, what is common sense? I got a book on it, I'm going to reread it again. It's common sense, stupid sense, no sense, some sense, got some sense. Now, I think it was this here. Common sense is the ability to be able to see around you and make a decision. But wisdom is wrapped up in the fullness of knowledge. Solomon declared, he said, I understand it all, but I call it as nothing. As the Apostle Paul said, I count it as nothing. So every time I see myself going the way I'm supposed to go, what God is saying to me and to the people, don't argue with people. If you have a problem at the church where you are, leave that building. You ain't got to fuss. Leave the building. God has another place for you. Some people want to see you fall because God has chosen you. Then you have to stand strong in grace. Loving, be firm, warm those in your family around you. Stir up talking about Jesus Christ. I would have to just say to you much worse. What is God saying to you and to me? What is he saying? He said, because I love you. I love you. And because I love you, no one's going to take you out of my hands. The devil has tried many days. But God has been right there for me. God has been right there for you. Why? Because he loves us. He's saying to us. And he talks to us. He shows us. There is no God. I say this to everybody. There is no God like my God. There is no God like our God. He said, I am that I am that I am from the beginning to the end. I am. Elohim. Anumna, numna, numna. God is so good. I pray tonight that my teaching will help somebody tonight. When you let your light shine, you don't have to go out all pumped up. But when you go out into the public workplace, keep smiling. Put a smile on your face. Don't look to the left or to the right, but just keep nose around you, because Satan is always around you. But what God is saying, he said, I want you to understand, when you take this thing of grace, help us live victoriously. The Holy Spirit is at work in our lives. And the Holy Spirit is my friend. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, come inside with me. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, please come and die with me. You're the one that God sent to keep me. That's a song that just come on my heart. But without the Holy Spirit, what can I do? I may know God. I might know God. But if I don't know Jesus, I don't know God. I can say I know God in my tongue, but in my spirit, I must know God. In my spirit and mind, I must know Jesus. Above all, I must know my mind, body, and soul. Know the fullness of God. And God has his way of getting next to everybody. A lady said once, she just said, God told her, said, I've just been sitting there waiting for you to make your mind, but you're going to let me do it. I made up my mind. I'm not going to fight against my arms are too short. My thinking is not apprehensible. But I'm thinking that, God, this is the fight that you want. Can I step back and you go in and you can fight the devil? See, the devil don't like that. Have I given up? No, I haven't given up. I'm trusting in God. I'm believing on God. I'm thanking God for everything he's done for me. The devil's the biggest lie ever lived. The Bible said in Ezekiel, he was kicked out. Oh, Lucifer, why has thou fallen? And when he fell from heaven, he took a third part of heaven with him. He has some believers. See, the enemy took some believers on earth with him, some liars. Mama, you said that word. You mean you gonna fight against God? God is too big, man. Can you speak it into existence? No. Can you call the wind? No. Can you call the what? No. Well, then why do you want to argue with God? God is bigger. We have to pray one for another, love one for another. Have to take it and move forward. Don't look back. Take notice what God is saying through you. Lord, this is the hour that you call me. This is the time in 2018 you called us to do a great work. I know you're not finished with me. I know you're probably 120 years old. I'm going to press my way in. How am I going to do it? I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to sleep right. I'm going to talk right. Do the best I can. Love my wife, love my neighbor, keep marching on in. Because the more I trust God, the more God uses me. God can make us, as they give you the wings of an eagle. Give us the wings, hallelujah, I like that. Of an eagle. See, when an eagle stretches out, he can spread his wings. He don't have to do anything. He can ride on the air that's underneath it, just float. He ain't got to do nothing until the wind come and push him out. That's what God wants to do. God wants us to ride on his presence. Be in his presence. Tonight's the night that I just declare that God is some kind of God. He's done something for me more now than ever. I would just say it to you like this here, if I may give you a simple testimony. In August, on the 27th, 2017, Harvey came through my house. Harvey came to Houston, messed my house completely up, caused the water to flow here and there. Out of my house for 3-5 months, hired a man to do some work. Come to find out he was a jackleg. Got to go and take him before the Lord. I'm doing it. I'm being honest. I was told they wasn't going to do it. I went before my God Almighty and said, without you, I can't get nothing. Everything that I prayed about, God say, I'm still your God. Still your God. Care what they say. I love you. And I'm trying to help somebody know. If you don't want to, I want just surrender. Get the handcuffs taken off your thinking. Get the handcuffs taken off your mind. Get the handcuffs on your attitude. Get the handcuffs off what you're doing. God has called you. There's nobody but him. And when he does it, he can see it. Grace, mercy, and peace from our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to say this to you tonight in my closing. When you take a time to have a dance with the Lord, I ask the Holy Spirit, come dance with me. Come dance with me. He loves it. You want me to dance with you? Yeah. Because when the heart goes shahan to ha, it goes, when I ya ha to ha, oh yes, when I invite the Holy Spirit to dance with me, God's there, Jesus there. And they're going to do a dance with me, the holy dance. Hey, somebody. If I sound like I'm CZY, you got it right. I'm crazy for to do the dance with the Lord. And I don't mind it. The devil is a liar. And all he does is tell nothing but lies. But I want you to know the quietest of a sound relationship is knowing you know God. My beloved, as I come to a close tonight, what God has said, I pray that your testimony is true. I pray you don't rebuke anybody. Father, tonight's the night that I just come and say thank you for this moment in my life, in the life of the believer, that they may come to see Jesus Christ in the fullness. Thank you, Father, that you took the family and put them with a pride, that our lives are being transformed. My wife and I have been in for 50 years, and sometimes, Father, we just still love you. We still praise you. We still adore you. And I'm asking you tonight, Father, somewhere, somewhere, somehow, some man or woman is calling upon the name of Messiah, and that they will come, Father, and say, yes, Lord. Will you bless us, Father, like never before? Somewhat as a sick man, a sick woman that don't know Jesus Christ, I declare and decree their bodies are healed. I speak to that evil spirit. I command it to leave that body. In the name of Jesus, loose that body and let it go. You don't have a right to be there. God's word is so powerful. God's word is so lovable. One thing that I see, I love you because we don't love anybody else. Love Jesus Christ with all that you have. He's the one that made it possible. He wants to transform us from this earthly tabernacle to the spiritual tabernacle because he lives with inside of us. And when God began to speak, he wants us to know, preach the word in season, out of season. I want to thank you. This is Apostle Dr. Willie J. Hunter on KESK radio station. I pray that somebody was helped. I pray that God has shown something. Love me. because I love you. I'm not going to beg for your love, but I want to appreciate your love. God bless you, and God keep you. Amen, amen. Well, God be good. God has another one getting ready to come on. And I want to thank everybody tonight that were listening while I was on the radio, teaching the word of God and thanking him and seeing what God is doing in their lives. It behooves us to stand firm what God is doing. I know that a lot of people want something. They get excited, but nobody... Let me tell you something. Be on time. A man lost a multi-million, Al Jaw, because he wasn't on time. When you're on time, the enemy can't do nothing for you. That's what he wants you to do. But I will say this to you once again. God is such an awesome God. He don't share his will with anybody. But he will say, come unto me through his son, Jesus Christ. And I want you to know tonight, as I wait for one other to come on, that God has a way of letting us know that he's God. And beside him, there is none other. And the peace of God shall rule. And the peace of God shall rule. And the peace of God shall rule. See, there's that war coming. I'm not going to be a part of that war. God's going to do that. He promised. I have to believe in him. Hallelujah. I have to believe in him. I have to. If you can't believe in him, you fight him. Don't fight him. Expand your wings. Stretch your wings out, eagle. And let the wind pass through. And let yourself glide up. Height to height. Depth to depth. Let yourself get up there. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you know, tonight we're supposed to have some more people come on. And I try to give everybody at least 5 minutes. And I move on. I know sometimes some of us get caught up in doing something else. Some get caught up doing this. But time is a natural. It's a patient thing. And we're up there when you're doing the radio station. When people say they're going to be on time, it's all right. You're not going to be there. Let somebody know you're not going to be there. Would you miss a day from your job when they say, we're going to give $10,000 Every person that's been on time for every 3 months, $10,000 for everybody been on time. Do you know what? The air is speaking and God said, I got it all. The cattle, the gold, the silver belongs to me. And he's saying it belongs to me. And the more we give him, the more he gives us. So I thank God. As we move forward, I thank God as we step out into the faith arena. I thank God we step out there and believe on him. I thank God if God just blesses us. I thank God for what God is doing. And then, Father, I pray for this radio station. Let it be a mouthpiece to reach the unreached and tell the untold. What Jesus Christ wants to do in our lives. And by them receiving the Holy Spirit, they will come into the fullness of it. And because of that, Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for everything you've done this night. Thank you, Father, for everything you've done this night in my life. Thank you for some that's right now in the hospitals, behind the prison bars. I pray you will come to see and know, understand. I pray for America. Pray for the president. Pray for both sides of Congress. I pray for the Supreme Court. I pray that it will come to an understanding what's going on. The real, true, and living God is living. When a man don't see his way, he don't know Jesus Christ. But because of what you're saying, Jesus, I thank you. I love you. I adore you. I praise you in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, because there is a time that when man is acquainted with, but you, there is no time. So therefore, Father, we just stand. We stand believing. We stand believing. And because of that, we say thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Father. Many times we just come down the lane by ourselves. And you know what? Don't be ashamed of being by yourself because we came into the world by ourselves. Don't be afraid because we're in Him by ourselves. But God the Father is making sure He's taking care of us. Why? Because He gave us a promise. He gave us some unaccounted promises. One day I'm going to preach on those promises. God made a promise. What I love about it, He said, I give you eternal life. That's a promise I want. Eternal life. Why eternal life? Because it's going to be there for me. It's going to be there for me. I don't know about nobody else. It's for me. What He's going to do for me. Now, what He does for me, that's His business. What He does for you, that's your business. God needs our hearts to be open up. God wants our attitudes. He wants us to be who we say we are. The more we trust in Him, the more we believe in Him, the more we say to God, I love you, I thank you, I adore you. And then, Father, I ask you to send some warriors for the radio station, that we can do the war. We can declare and decree, Father, for all that we're going to do in the body of Christ this very hour. Satan has lost this battle. I'm not going to give him a chance. Not on my watch. Nope, not on my watch. Because I know, Father, you've given us a great call. We're going to be obedient to it. Gonna forget about the devil. My. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, I love the Lord, He heard my cry. Thank you, Jesus. My God. And we just give God the glory. We give Him all the praises. And we thank Him for everything He has done. And I just say to everybody that was supposed to be there, we thank God for you. I'm going to wait for a few more minutes and I'm going forward. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.